Just Measures Radio is on the air.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Has led you to the Tinker's Shop here on Just Measures Radio. I welcome you. Please come in, sit down, have a seat. We all must remember that we are the library for those who come after us, and we must share our knowledge with those who need it.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I can't stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. Place I can be since I found serenity. You can't take the sky from me.
Well, good evening, my friends. Yes, this is the Tinker, and it's Saturday night once again. And see, today is what, the 11th of October of 2014? And, yes, you found your way to the Tinker Shop once again. Oh, so, hopefully everybody has been having a good week. What all with the news of the Ebola virus going around. I'm going to start calling it that rather than Ebola, because I think that's going to be this turkey's legacy. So, well, let's see here. Let's see. Let me do this. Let's see who's all in the chat room so far. Hey, Boomer. Welcome. Hi, Iaquat, Minnie, Punkin, him, and then we got our two Adons. Well, guys, welcome. I know a lot of times you guys have a problem getting a login to work for you, so if we know you by another name, welcome anyway. So, this week's been a long, strange week for me, so what can I say? Been busy. We got our rest of our potatoes dug this last weekend and got them figured out, so I'll have to give you guys kind of an update on that later. And let's see, been working on my wood crib out here. Got that thing all finally framed up now, and let's see here. Did you know that the metal roofing for for houses, sheds, whatever, a lot of that, the stuff either comes in 2 foot or 3 foot widths. And so when I was figuring this stuff out, what with my assistants who were helping me with building this thing, they were coming up with the dimensions and whatnot. So what we ended up with was a shed that's going to have a roof that's 10 foot wide. Well, the thing is, if you got 3 foot wide metal, how do you get that extra foot with that ribbed roofs? And went ahead and did myself a bit of research this week, and because I was originally thinking, I could always try cutting it with the tin snips, slicing my hands all to shreds with that. That's not my idea of fun. I thought, I could always put a cutoff wheel in my little hand grinder and cut it that way. And got researching and found out they said, no, all you need is a box cutter. believe it or not, you know, to cut 29-gauge metal. What you have to do is, if it's, you know, galvanized like that, you can actually take and basically score the metal, you know, two or three times, you know, as, you know, get as, you know, basically scratched as deep as you can. Then you start flexing it. And you can actually flex the stuff off to the width you need. So I believe it or not, I started this afternoon probably, it's before 1 o'clock and took me until about 6 o'clock tonight. You know, I had a good 5 hours worth of trying to cut this metal. And, but I got it cut. You know, it surprised me. So, tomorrow is going to be the day that the metal goes on the roof. So, oh yes. About filing those edges, you betcha. I know that. As it was with just, you know, getting the stuff, flexed and, basically what it is, when you score it like that and you start bending it little by little by little, what you're doing is actually fatiguing the metal. And you actually crack it. And when my wife got home from her, she has to, you know, do a weekend a month at the gallery that she's part of. They have a artist cooperative gallery. And she got home. She says, "What you doing?" I says, "I'm cutting the metal." And she goes, "You've got a box cutter." And I says, "Uh-huh." She's looking at me and I goes, "Hey, you know, this is how they used to do this stuff before they had, you know, large metal shears." I says, "Stop and think about it. It's just like when you're cutting glass. You score the glass with a glass cutter and then you have to, you know, basically tap it along and you fracture it right along that line. It's the same thing with metal. You know, it's so." My boys, they were just like, "Dad, this is not going to work." "Uh-uh." And I'm like, "Yeah, it is." And they found out, yeah, I got it done. Of course, like I said, you know, it's when it's kind of hard to see, it's kind of hard to get the same score mark on metal each time. So I have a couple areas where I got to clean up, but it's not bad. So that's a good thing. So let's see, what else was I going to talk about? I'm going to have some fun here. Yeah, before I go on, because these are some pieces that I'd found today. Well, actually, this week. Yeah, trying to figure out what I was going to do this week for music and other stuff. And so between music that I figured was a good stuff and other pieces that I found this week, which, shall we say, were, not really super, how to call it? You can't say they're inspirational. They're just kind of indicative of the way things are. So, I'm sure everybody probably heard this one. It's a little bitty short piece. It's only about, well, it's less than a minute long. So, I'll go ahead and play that and then kind of give some comments on it. So, here we go.
The most interesting thing is the
travel. Yeah, we're screwed.
Which is what
we're just, I'm feeling foolish. We're just so, you know, so I'm going to be a big kiss.
No, I don't want your kiss.
If DC test comes back positive, I'm doing
it. This what?
DC test.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that, like I said, that's, that was the little piece that kind of went semi-viral this week. Yeah, and that's a little piece of a video. That was where they had their Ebola briefing there at the White House earlier this week. And Major Garrett kind of had a, shall we say, an open mic or a hot mic incident where he didn't realize his mic was still on. And I think he kind of was saying what a lot of us feel like when we hear about, how to put it, the disinformation that's coming out of D.C. You know, D.C. and the CDC, you know, where, let's see, what was it? Tonight, looked at something. They were saying that, what was it? For TB, you know, they were saying, you know, if a person is within, you know, 3 foot of a person who's got TB and they cough, you know, you can be exposed to the virus. But, you know, at the same time, they're saying for, you know, Ebola, yeah, they're saying, oh, no, you just have to be within a foot of them. It's like, come on, guys. Make up your minds, you know, because at one point they're saying, hey, there's nothing to worry about. We got it all under control. And another one is where they're basically saying, hey, guys, we're screwed. So, yeah. So it's, I don't know. Who was it? Somebody here in the chat room earlier made a comment about Doomer Saturday here? Or what was that? Who was that? I know somebody said that. I can't remember who it was before. Okay, so... But I'm not gonna be doing Doomer Saturday. I'm sorry. I'm not John Galt. So... they were looking at a possible DC case there earlier this week, and what can you say? Never really heard anything more about it. You know, that's it, Doomer Diner. That's right. Well, I could always talk some recipes again. You know, that I suppose that would kind of make it a diner and Doomer stuff, but oh yeah. Well, like I said, that was just kind of had to put that in there. But here's a couple other pieces that kind of been again. I saw him this week again. Actually, I had him here and I kind of reviewed him. I went, yeah. Oh, okay. It looks like I'm having a bit of a problem on, looks like, the 32K stream. This is not a good thing. Let me see here. Yeah. Well, okay, let me try this. Okay, now we'll try this again. Okay. Yeah, it looks like we're having problems with the 32K stream here tonight. I don't know what's going on. And that's not a good thing. Okay. Well, tell you what I'm going to do. While I try figuring out what the heck's going on with the 32K stream, I'm going to put a little Charlie Chaplin piece in here. That was from the movie... The Great Dictator is at the tail end of it. So I'm going to go ahead and play this, and then while this is playing, I'll go ahead and see what I can do for 32. So here we go.
Dictator of Tomania, the conqueror of Austerlitz, the future emperor of the world.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate, only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill their promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
Okay, yes, I'm back. Yep. Yeah, Charlie Chaplin, he was a rather interesting guy in that he... how to put it? Yeah, he had some good ideas, but I'll tell you what, there was other stuff that he came up with that, in some ways, he was rather much of a, well, he was a one-worlder. Yeah, he didn't believe in having individual countries. I don't know. I think my opinion probably is each country does have its own character. You know, it's people need to have some place to have some loyalty to. And, well, I've said it before, and I'll probably say it again many times before my time's up. But the problem that we have in this world is not the people. In many cases, the problem is the governments. Yeah, because there's been people I've known from... Well, I've known people from all over the world. You know, people who had been from behind the Iron Curtain and from this side of it as well. I've known people who were from India, from Hong Kong, a couple people who were Korean originally. South Americans, South Africans, and quite a few different Middle Easterners, and a heck of a lot of Europeans, I'll just put it that way. And, you know, everybody, you know, well, like Chaplin had said in that little speech, you know, it's, you know, people are the same the world over. You know, we all want the same thing. So, yeah. So, again, by the way, I did kind of go ahead here and try getting the 32K stream to go, and it just does not want to kick off. I don't know if it's from my machine here or if it's from, from Voscast, but Yeah, I tried all the little tricks I could think of. About the only one I could think of left to do would be just literally to shut everything down and restart. And I don't know if I really want to try that one or not. Yes, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I'm afraid that if I do that, we'd probably, you know, totally lose the signal here. So I think we'll probably have to just stick with the 64 tonight here. Okay, so, well, here's another one. So this is another piece. This is the speech from the movie V for Vendetta. And once I play this one, then I'll just go ahead and do a little bit more talking about, you know, the garden update, we'll call it that. And then we'll just get into some good music here. So, again, like I said, what's his name? Hugo Weaving, who played V in V for Vendetta.
Good evening, London. Allow me first to apologize for the
emergency chat.
I do, like many of you, appreciate the comforts of the everyday routine, the security of the familiar, the tranquility, repetition.
Yeah.
I enjoy them as much as any bloke. But in the spirit of commemoration, whereby those important events of the past, usually associated with someone's death or the end of some awful bloody struggle, are celebrated with a nice holiday, I thought we could mark this November the 5th, a day that is sadly no longer remembered, by taking some time out of our daily lives to sit down and have a little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression.
And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subverting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Inspector, you're almost through.
Last night I sought to end that silence. Last night I destroyed the Old Bailey to remind this country of what it has forgotten. More than 400 years ago, a great citizen wished to embed the 5th of November forever in our memory. His hope was to remind the world that fairness, justice, and freedom are more than words. They are perspectives. So if you've seen nothing,
if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest that you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked.
But if you see what I see, if you feel as I feel, and if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me 1 year from tonight outside the gates of Parliament, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgotten.
Okay, well, again, like I said, I just, what with everything that's been coming down this week and, well, the last few weeks with our illustrious government there in the District of Corruption. Yeah, I just decided, yeah, this is a good one just to put in there, just as something to give people something to think about. Okay, so, let's see here. Oh, I'd promised I was going to be talking about some kind of a garden update. So, we had our finally had our first freeze of the year here last night. So that's pretty well does it for the gardens for this year. In one way, I suppose I can go, yay! Finally, have been picking stuff out of that thing since, what, July? So we've had July, August, and September, and partway into November, October here. So that's what, August, September, yeah, 3 months worth. So, you know, it's, I think I've had enough fun with picking stuff out of the garden. So now it'll start the garden cleanup for the fall and prepping it for next year. But, okay, so, spuds. That was my big experimental crop this year. And so kind of to try and give a update. Unfortunately, I didn't get any photos of the last bunch that I dug and that Tinkerbell and her beau, you know, that they dug out for me. But they did manage to keep them separated before someone else hauled the potatoes in. We had, what was it, 7 of the buckets or containers of potatoes of the controls. Those were still left. And from those 7, we got about between a half and three quarters of a container of potatoes. So that would mean that was what? Oh, 1/14th, that would be, what's that be, about 5% of each bucket, 10% of each bucket was potatoes. And weight-wise, on the controls, we had probably, well, out of those 7 buckets, I would say we had between 15 and 20 pounds out of 7, which, what would that be? Almost right around 3 pounds per bucket. That's not a real great harvest. And what that was for the controls, I had used basically just a little bit of compost, a trace amount of Milorganite fertilizer, and then had like 3 sets for each one, each bucket. And then it got about 3 or 4 inches of compost over the top. And then as the summer progressed, the plan was to put more compost in. My darling wife, she was helping me with it, and she used a mixture of dirt and compost in those. And like I said, those were just basically controls. They were allowed to mainly be, you know, catch the rainwater. You know, they did get a little bit of watering when we had a long dry stretch, but they didn't get any extra special care. The other experimental buckets that I used the special fertilizer mix in, which was equal parts of bone meal, blood meal, and fish meal. And again, each one of those buckets got, I'd say about a quarter cup or a little less of the mix in each bucket. And out of those 3 buckets, which were, Klondike Gold potatoes, I got just about as many potatoes as those 7 controls. So, yes, from those 3, I got a little better than, I'd say about 5 pounds per bucket. So, you know, end result, you know, 7 to 3, you know, it had roughly the same number of potatoes, but I had, you know, over twice as many controls. So I would say that special fertilizer mix definitely does work for the Klondike Gold potatoes in the buckets. with the Adirondack blue potatoes. We had done those both in the ground. Let's see here. We had done them in the ground and in two control buckets and two buckets with the specialized fertilizer. And in the buckets, the Adirondack blue potatoes did not seem to do as good as they did field planted. Overall, I would say, let's see here. The controls, I probably had about 3/4 as much as I did with the specialized fertilizer as just the control fertilizer. So the Adirondack blues did not work as well in the buckets as I'd hoped. In the open field plantings for those, I was getting ones that were, I'd say, close to a pound a piece. You know, a lot of them. Some were actually larger than that. In the buckets, they did not do quite as well. Overall, I'd say I got probably, I would say, of the Adirondack blues, I got probably 35 or 40 pounds of those back. And I started out with about 4 pounds of sets to go into the ground. So that's, well, one second here. Yeah, okay, I'm back. Yeah, I had basically, I would say I had about a 10-to-1, you know, got tenfold back for the Adirondack blues for what was planted in the ground with, or as opposed to what I got back. So let's see here. Okay, I've gone beyond the bottom of the hour here, so I think I'd better go ahead here and find one of our station IDs here, because it's like I said, it's past the bottom of the hour, and I should have taken care of that 3 minutes ago. So let me do this. I'm going to go ahead here and just drop a commercial in, and then I'll come back. So here we go.
Hurricanes, tornadoes, western firestorms, earthquakes, financial collapse, government upheaval. What happens when Walgreens closes? Whom do you turn to? Turn to Kat Ellis and myself, Chuck Hudson, on the MediChat and learn how combat medicine and alternative herbal remedies can help keep you going no matter what. MediChat live 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Just Measures Radio Network.
Okay, I'm back. So, my apologies. I'm kind of, shall we say, a little bit wiped today. So I'm just kind of, it's been a long day. I'll just put it that way. So, kind of decided better take a peek here in the chat room. And I saw here, okay, Minnie, you were saying, considering the cost of a bucket, not a good result per pound. Actually, my buckets that I bought, those were less than $1 a piece. I call them buckets. They're not really buckets. What they are is these black plastic bucket-type shapes that you find trees coming in, you know, like from a nursery where they have their small trees. You know, they get their root ball. They plunk it in a lightweight black plastic thing. That's what I refer to as a bucket. So, you know, like I said, I'd go out there and get them, and they from the place, and you know, I'd usually get them 10 at a clip from the local nursery, and you know, you know, I'd be telling the guy, okay, well, what I owe you for him? The guy goes, ah, just take him. I'm just like, no, no, I got to give you something. So I give him like $5. So that's, yeah, so the price wasn't bad. And like I said, for the Yukon Gold potatoes and the Super Chippers, or Mega Chippers, both of those did quite well in the buckets or containers using a little bit of fertilizer, at least for me. Yeah, maybe I was just lucky up here this year. I don't know. But, yeah, it worked for me. Like I said, the Adirondack Blues, they did not do well. There must have been something about just being in a bucket. They must need a little bit more elbow room or something to grow. Of course, the Adirondack Blues, they're ones that are meant for a little bit harsher, or not harsher, a little bit poorer soil. So perhaps, maybe I was feeding them too well. Let's see, the other one, potatoes-wise, I did the fingerling potatoes this year. You know, and those are the ones that basically come out as, you know, as big as your thumb to, you know, maybe, you know, twice the size of your thumb, look like a huge, huge, cheap, cigar-type thing. And I would say of them all that I had done in the buckets, it's kind of a toss-up between the Yukon Gold and the fingerlings, because the fingerlings were, well, I would say it was probably, well, let's see here, trying to think of how to word it or how to figure it. If I'd grab a handful of the fingerling potatoes, which would be probably, you know what, 8 or 10 of them, I was getting a good pound to a pound and a half with them. So, you know, it's, a lot of them were about, well, you know, the little, what would you call it? The white screw cap, pill bottles that are, you know, like amber colored, a lot of them were like twice the size of that. You know, as big around and twice as long. So, yeah. So that's, yeah, exactly. Pumpkin. You know, Fuki goes, we may need to grow taters in buckets. You know, we could, you know, get the potatoes, you know, going in buckets and, you know, keep them under, clear plastic, you know, like what do you call it? Oh, my wife was just talking about them last night. A hoop garden or whatever. You know, basically where you got, you know, the semicircular hoops with clear plastic over the top where you can walk in. You know, like almost like a greenhouse. You know, we can keep the nasty rain off, and yeah. And, you know, be able to grow them that way. And yes, Minnie, you're right, you know, about trying it in potatoes in buckets. Yeah, you know, because you can start them earlier. As long as you get them to sprout or start getting little eyes on there, you know, you could do that. You know, I'm not sure when spring breaks down in your area, probably, what? Planting time is probably March, maybe? Down in your area, Minnie? I'm not sure. But you might be able to, you know, you might be able to get them started in February. Oh, I'll have to look at that. Of course, I hate the idea of going for government subsidies, because, you know, you ask the feds for anything, and, you know, then they're going to want something back. So, yeah, that always makes me nervous. But if nothing else, I could always check it with the USDA just to see what their designs are. And elderberry does have a good design. So that's, you know, you're right. Then they know a person has something, too. You know, if they give you something, then they kind of, then they're watching you. But if you just look at their designs, you know, what the heck? They wouldn't necessarily start looking at you, I see, if you're looking at their designs. So. Okay. Well, let's see here. Gee whiz, we got, 9:41 already here. Oh, okay. Let me think. I'm trying to think if there's anything else along the lines of, garden report. My celery did okay. Didn't get a lot of that this year. Tomatoes, well, we're stewing up the last of them now. We went out the other night and picked all the little green ones of the yellow plum potato tomatoes and the rest of the Cherokee purples, because the evergreens and the black seaman, they're gone, long gone out there. My leeks, soon I've got to pull them, because it's almost time for some cheesy potato leek soup. Yes. And need to finish picking my herbs. And then we're about done for picking stuff for the garden for this year. So, okay. Tell you what, I think I'm going to go ahead here and see. It's what? Almost 20 till. And like I said, I'm kind of toasted around the edges here, so I'm not sure if I'm going to make it much past 10 o'clock. So, but I'm going to get some music in here. So, how about some good old-fashioned hillbilly? Well, no, I'm not. At first, I'm going to put a Tom Lehrer one in. Again, just for grins, and then after this one, I'll go to music. Tom Lehrer was a musician, comedian, back in the 50s and 60s. And being such with what our local, how would you call it, our elected non-representatives in D.C., type of stuff that they keep trying to push us into. So, here we go. Tom Lehrer.
So long, Mom. I'm off to drop the bomb. So don't wait up for me. But while you swelter down there in your shelter, you can watch me on your TV. While we're attacking frontally, watch Brinkley and Huntley describing contrapuntally the cities we have lost. No need for you to miss a minute of the agonizing Holocaust. Little Johnny Jones, he was a U.S. pilot, and no shrinking violet was he. He was mighty proud when World War III was declared. He wasn't scared, no siree. And this is what he said on his way to Armageddon. So long, Mom, I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. But though I may roam, I'll come back to my home, although it may be a pile of debris. Remember, Mommy, I'm off to get a commie, so send me a salami and try to smile somehow. I'll look for you when the war is over, an hour and a half from now.
Okay, yeah, like I said, I just had to go ahead and play that one. It's just, he's, Tom Lehrer was quite a person. He was, again, he had did a lot of political commentary. So, with that said, I'm going to go ahead here and just start putting in a little bit of the, can't really call it Grand Old Opry type thing, but, kind of Bluegrass Hills music here. So let's go ahead and start here with one from Mack Wiseman. This is one I imagine probably everybody has heard. Great Speckled Bird.
Thank you. the pool.
Like I said, that's one of the earliest country gospel or mountain gospel tunes I recall hearing from when I was real little. So, yeah. And here's one from a bunch of guys that are known as the Tennessee Mafia Jug Band. So. Called Open Up Your Mouth.
There's a place I love to go way back in the hills. Quench my thirst at Jimmy Simpson's still. No finer place have I ever been. When I open up my mouth and let the moon shine in. Open up your mouth and let the moon shine in. Just a little taste and it will make you grin. You'll be flying higher than a buzzard when you open up your mouth and let the moon shine in. Work all week for a real low wage. I guess it's pretty good when you factor in my age. But when 5 o'clock comes, it's that time again to open up my mouth and let the moon shine in. Open up your mouth and let the moon shine in. Just a little taste and it will make you grin. You'll be flying higher than a buzzard when you moonshine. When I'm down and out and get to feeling blue, I reach for a jug of good old Mountain Dew. Clouds roll away and the sun shines again. When I open up my mouth and let the moon shine in. Open up your mouth and let the moon shine in. Just a little taste and it will make you grin. You'll be flying higher than a buzzard when you open up your mouth and let the moon shine in. When you open up your mouth and let the moon.
Well, I suppose, Conk, I do have a little bit of hillbilly in me. Yep, I kind of developed a taste for that when I was doing my time down there in Nashville area. So, but then again, I've liked it all the way along. So, yeah, I get, yeah, like a lot of stuff that's done on the Dobro as well. And this one here, this is actually Orange Blossom Special, done on the Dobro. So, here we go. Are definitely a pickin' there, so yeah. Oh well, Punkin. Well, you get some rest then. Yep, because definitely we all need to do that these days. Because if we don't get our proper rest, you know, we're gonna end up, you know, defeating everything else we're doing to boost our immune systems. So. Yeah, so you sleep well, dear, okay? And we'll definitely see you tomorrow night, because I think Chuck's going to be doing another live show. So that would be a good thing. So I'll tell you what here. Why don't I do this? Okay, we got about 3 minutes of the hour. So I'm going to finish off this hour, okay? With kind of a fun one. So, and then I'll just go ahead here. Probably the next hour, I'll probably just be playing a lot of this, you know, bluegrass type of stuff that, not a lot of comments in there, but I I'll definitely be talking in here too as well. So here we go. This one's from a guy by the name of Leroy Troy, and he does a lot of tongue-in-cheek music. He also does a lot of good stuff too. But this is one that he just had some fun with. His variant Ghost Chickens in the Sky.
Here comes America.
A chicken farmer took a walk out on his farm one day. He paused by the coop as he went along his way. When all at once the rotten egg hit him in the eye. It was a sight he dreaded. Ghost chickens in the sky. Chickens in the chicken farmer since he was 24. So working for the colonel 30 years or more. Killing all them chickens and sending them to fry. And now they want revenge. Ghost chickens in the sky. Chickens in the were black and shiny and their eyes were blazing red. They didn't have no feathers. These chickens all were dead. They picked that farmer up and he died by the claw. They cooked them extra crispy and they ate them with coleslaw. Chickens in the sky.
Guns, self-defense, survival, current events, and your future.
Can't take me.
We're rapidly approaching desperate times. Have you prepared your family physically, mentally, spiritually to face these times?
Okay, buddy.
Okay, well, here you go, Jim. I think we got us on the air here, so...
well, yeah. There you go.
So, everybody, we got Jim here. Got Concrete in here in the chat room. So, yeah. So, let's see here. I'm not sure if I have a good old rebel or not here.
Well, Tink, you got about everything else. Why don't you have a good old rebel?
I probably do. But I've got probably... I'm trying to think here. What would it be about the equivalent of? I've probably got about 600 or 800 hours worth of music.
Well, and your music is always good, but
so it's you know, it's one of those cases where I start digging sometime during the week and I find stuff, and what I do is I actually on my computer here, what I do every week is I actually create a new folder on my desktop, and as I find the musics that I get the feeling or the little clips or whatever that I get, go, yes, I've got to play this week.
Well, exactly. I understand, buddy. I just wanted to call you and tell you I'd like to hear I'm a Good Old Rebel.
Well, I'll have to try doing a search on here. You know, it's just I can look here. I can't guarantee it here tonight, but I can.
Yeah, I know. I know how it is.
You know, but, you know, it's just you know, because like I said, you know, even with the good old Windows search function, you know, it's actually what it is. I have three drives set up.
Oh, I know you're a bit weenie. There ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah, that comes from the days when I well, how to put it? I used to do a lot of work as both mechanical and electrical work.
You know, yeah,
worked for several years for a place as their plant electrician for a large door manufacturer, and there's some of the stuff that I worked on that's sitting out at was it the Trump Palace out there in New Jersey?
Oh yeah,
you know, where they had these doors that were 9.5 feet tall and were about 4 foot wide, huge puppies. And yes, you know, it was not a little factory that I worked for. They handled stuff that was unbelievable, and did that, and then finally I decided I was getting too old for that stuff, too creaky. Yeah, you know, too many times climbing up dust towers and you know, working, hanging off of the ceiling, wiring in 440 volt lights, and I went, no.
Exactly.
So I transitioned over to doing computer work for another, what was it? What would you call it? Second career or whatever? You know, I had a good
repurposing is.
Yep.
What I
yep,
would I, call.
Yeah, I had a good 25 years in doing computer work. You know, computer programming and maintenance and network stuff. And then eventually I said, okay, I've done this long enough. And I got too ticked off at Microsoft and said, okay, that's it. And started doing a little bit more, shall we say, environmentally conscious type of work.
Well, actually,
yeah, what can you say? You know, I've had probably three different careers through my life, and it's just now I'm retired, so I can kind of do what I want. Unfortunately,
well, all I can say is only three. What's up with that?
Yeah, yep. Well, let's see, I had you know, each one was you know like 10 or 15 years.
So, yeah,
yeah.
Well, and I understand that, and I'm on my. I'm on my own third set of career, so you know, there we go.
Yeah, it's you know, and the funniest thing is everything sort of segued into the next one.
Exactly.
So of course, yeah. Well, like I said, I was you know doing the environmentally conscious thing or the redoing of what do you call them, non-habitable buildings, structures, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so now I'm just now I'm just going ahead and teaching about how to do this stuff. So I guess I guess that's in a way it's kind of a fourth career or whatever.
Well, I would think it would be the fifth career for you, Tank, because you actually are, and most people don't know this, but Tinker is actually Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I always joke about being Santa Claus's evil twin, you know, if you do the anagram on there and rearrange the letters, you know.
Yes, sir. Tink, I love you, buddy.
Yeah, love you too.
I was going to ask for that, and I'll let you get back to it.
Okay. Okay, so let's see. Oh, it looks like Minnie found something here. Oh, she found the ghost chickens. Okay.
All right. I'll let you go.
Okay. Okay. Well, you take care, and we'll talk at you later.
Be a good chair.
Okay, you too. Okay. Well, that was a pleasant surprise. Sorry about the commercial kind of going away. I wasn't quite sure which set of buttons to do because I had... sometimes the software gets a little confusing for us old farts. So, let's see here. Well... since I was doing Dobro music here before, we'll get some more Dobro in here. This one here is, let's see here. Oh, yes, A Maiden's Prayer. The nugget here in the room with me, you know, kind of rattling around with his goodies here. So,
hello, everybody.
I don't know if you can hear that or not. He just said hello to everybody. So, anyway, so, well, let's see here. What should we do next? Yeah, like I said, I'm just going to probably be doing a lot of the, bluegrass type of things, but who knows? I might throw a couple other fun things in here as well. Okay, I know what I'm going to do here next. You know, this is, there's a couple guys who go by the name of the Moron Brothers. You know, they're a couple guys from down by Lexington, Kentucky. And they do some humorous songs. And you know, I've got a couple of them that here I'll be playing in a little bit. But this is one that's a little bit more of a serious one. And the one guy used to work as a firefighter down in Lexington, Kentucky. And this is actually a true story. And I heard him talking about it, and he was saying that he's actually the person who is the old firefighter. This actually happened to him. So this is one that, some people have kind of given him a little bit of the leaky eyeball syndrome here. Or it'll give you a little bit of a chill. So, enjoy.
Got a song here. I worked for the Lexington, Kentucky Fire Department for 26 years and retired there. And that's the only way I can afford to do this business right here now. But AM, the fire bell rings. Little country firehouse number 18. Three men jump on the truck and head out for a bad break down the road. The old fireman that was driving said, "Boys, I was sleeping good. Another hour we'd been off duty and we'd all been headed home." In one car there was a drunk driver hitting head on into a young couple. The drunk driver didn't make it. His soul was saved from hell. In the other car was a woman crying. Next to her was her husband dying. She was carrying their firstborn child trapped behind the wheel. He thought he was tough, that old firefighter. After all them years, he found himself on his knees in the street in the rain with some stranger had in prayer. He can't explain what made him do it. Never before had he acted so odd. He was at the right place at the right time. He knew he'd been used by God. The young woman seemed to calm down. The old fireman started to pray. Though he'd never done anything like it before, the words came to him to say. He said, "In Jesus' name, dear God, please help this woman and her family." The next thing he said didn't come from him, but he said it anyway. "Fear not, the Lord is with you. Your husband and baby's fine." The other firemen looked at him in disbelief. They thought he'd lost his mind. Cause the odds was greatly against them as the ambulance took them away. But the greatest healer of all was there. A miracle happened that day. He thought it was tough, that old farm fighter. After all them years, he found himself on his knees in the street in the rain with some stranger having prayer. He can't explain what made him do it. Never before had he acted so odd. He was at the right place at the right time, and he knew he'd been used by God. 4 months later, Christmas Eve morning, little country firehouse number 18. The old fireman was taking a nap. He heard visitors call his name. They said a Christmas card just didn't seem right. We wanted you to see. And there stood the woman next to her husband with a healthy little boy baby. He thought it was tough, no firefighter. Once again, after all this year, found herself thanking the good Lord above. They all stood there in tears. God is still there and he hears our prayers. Miracles still happen today. Reason I know this story is true. That old fireman was me. God is still there and he hears our prayers. will still happen today.
It's over.
You're on there.
Hello, everybody. Everybody's been wanting the Tinker to let the Nugget on the air. Well, here I go. Well, me and the Tinker have been talking about these past few weeks about maybe next Saturday, me coming on the show. So how exciting would that be? And Iowa Cat says, how's the arm? Well, pretty good. At least I don't break... As long as I don't break it again. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Well, here comes the Tinker.
Okay, I'm back. I guess he decided he had enough there to say. So, yep. He's always good not to break the arm again. That's right. And actually, probably, well, if we find enough time this weekend, we'll probably be breaking the trampoline back down for the year. Because, we still may have a few more days of good weather, but I have a funny feeling that things are going to start, heading for the deep freeze soon. So, we've got the yard work to do, cleaning up the leaves of the trees here, and we've got the gardens to prep for the winter. Because those things, a lot of people think with gardens, you have, you turn the dirt over in the spring, you stick the seeds in, and you step back and let the things pop out of the ground, and you duck so they don't hit you in the eye. Well, it's not quite that easy. For a good garden, you got work in there after the garden's through for the year. You got to clean it up, and basically prep the beds so they can go to sleep for the winter and regain their energy for the next year. So, yeah. So that's the thing with the gardens. Okay. Well, let's see here. Why did I do this? I'll go ahead. Like I said, that last one was from the Moron Brothers. Yeah, the old firefighter, and that's... That's one of those nice stories, when you have, whether it can be an accident and the boss will reach out and touch somebody and, say, okay, it's not time to come home yet. So, well, where are we? Okay, here we are. Nope, that's not it. Yeah, sometimes... Like I said, sometimes the eyes don't focus real well, so. But they work well enough to serve the purpose right now. So here we go. This will be another one from the Moron Brothers. And this is their story of the electric fence.
Well, we was born and raised back in the sticks. Everybody used to call us hicks. Had a 20-acre holler that was nestled between two hills. Raised hogs and chickens and cows and a mule. Might have been hillbillies, but we weren't no fools. We had plenty to eat. Raised it all ourselves. Now the biggest problem that we ever had was a mule named Rodney kept everybody mad. No matter how hard we tried, we couldn't keep him fenced in. He'd get in the garden in Ma's flower bed, paw and cuss and scratch his old gray head, settle his nerves with a drink and patch the fence again. Me and my brother bought an electric fence battery and all, put it up one night, gonna surprise our paw. Had to keep the mule in so Paul wouldn't get so thin. Paul got up that night, he's a moving kinda quick, headed for the outhouse, the fog was thick. He must have lost the way he got hung in that electric fence. Must have went through spiritual change. You don't look the same anymore. works hard every day, goes to church every Sunday. No more loafing at the country store. Treat us all different, he can quit chewing tobacco. Ain't cussed or drank ever since the night that Paul got hung in that electric fence. We heard Paul scream, he said, come quick, sons of Martians have got me. They're zapped me with a gun. Wasn't hard to find, there were sparks flying everywhere. He said, stand back, boys, I ain't a-joking. His body was jerking, and his long johns was smoking. Hair was standing straight up, he must have really been scared. We was trying to tell Paul what we had done. We saw Maul coming with her old shotgun. She said, step aside, boys, ain't no Martian gonna get my man. When a mule ran out of the barn with a bucket on his head, Maul let go of both barrels, filled him with lead. She thought he was a Martian, we couldn't make her understand. Yeah, you must have went through a spiritual change, you don't look the same anymore. Works hard every day, go to church every Sunday. No more loafing at the country store. Treat us all different, even quit chewing tobacco. Ain't cussed or drank ever since the night that Paul got hung in that electric fence. We got Paul out when the battery went dead. He was stiff as a board when we got him to bed. Me and my brother got scared and snuck the fence back to the store. They still swear up and down that the Martian was there and they ain't been able to do nothing with Paul's hair. They can't figure out why the mule won't eat out of a bucket anymore.
Yeah, like I said, you know, gotta have a little bit of a fun stuff for a little bit of different things in here once in a while. So, well, here we go. We've got one by, oh, you know, the little eyes here, you know, Bashful Brother Oswald. And this is another one that's a dobro piece. And Nugget here asked me, hey, do I have Cotton Eye Joe? So I'll see if I can find that one here to put in as well in a bit. So here we go. Like I said, another one from Brother Oswald, End of the World.
Thank you.
Well, say hello. What do you mean, no? Yeah. I was trying to find Cotton Eye Joe for Nugget here, but unfortunately I could not find it. Oh, looks like okay, Boomer. Looks like you're heading out for the night. Well, sleep well. You know, be well, be safe. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Okay. And Concrete, and you're leaving us too? My goodness, everybody's leaving on me. Oh, okay, it looks like Iowa Cat's still here, Minnie and Wrights, and Anon. Well, I'm glad somebody's still hanging in here with me, because here we are, we're getting to the bottom of the hour, and probably time for a commercial, and then I can just go ahead and just, put another half hour's worth of music in here. So... But, yeah, so, by the way, that last little bit there, that was, Nugget's dog, Noodles, and she's kind of sometimes, kind of vocal. Yeah, she'll actually tell you no, and she'll tell you hello, and when she's getting excited, she does kind of a little tap dance, and that's, you could probably hear that there. So... Here we go. I'm going to get us an ad in here, you know, for COAP and Southwest Shooting Authority, and then we'll be back, and I'll have a bit more of the bluegrass music.
Hey, Southwest Shooting Authority of Arizona can provide all of your firearms training needs for multi-state concealed weapons classes to advanced tactical handgun, rifle, and shotgun training. Experienced, nationally certified instructors will help you achieve or exceed your highest expectations and ensure that you walk away with a feeling of security and confidence that will be apparent to those that would do you harm. You can also visit our on-site pro shop for all your firearms, shooting accessories, and ammunition needs. Visit southwestshootingauthority.com or call 866-886-8753 for more information on classes and products.
Okay, well, here we are, back on air. So, well, yeah, like I said, I'll just kind of go ahead here and kind of put a mix of music in here and probably kind of, play some stuff here and we'll see how things go. These are some other ones that are a little bit different for, shall we say, bluegrass or hill music. There we go.
Cadillac, my uncle drove a Ford. One was Satan's angel and one worked for the Lord. They had some hard-earned wisdom, they both became my teachers. I was a young disciple of pimps and preachers. Life was open each day I went to class. When I didn't pay attention, they kicked me in the ass. They were turning out young bitches and converting non-believers. I was learning from the masters, pimps and preachers. One jerked me through the darkness, one led me to the light. One showed me how to love, one taught me how to fight. I guess you could say I am an overachiever, and I owe a debt of gratitude pimps and preachers. Kept me under their wings, but when I passed the test, they gave me a pinstripe suit and pushed me from the nest. I'm standing on the corner recruiting hungry seekers. I'm starting a new religion, I call it Pimps and Preachers. One took me to the darkness, one led me to the light. One showed me how to love, one taught me how to fight. I guess you could say I am an overachiever, and I owe a debt of gratitude to pimps and preachers. This is what they told me right here. Stand there and do nothing, but if you want to go far, don't try to please everybody and be proud of who you are. Get out there in the game, don't sit up in the bleachers. That is the philosophy of pimps and preachers. One took me through the darkness, one led me to the light. One showed me how to love, one taught me how to fight. I guess you could say I am an overachiever, and I owe a debt of gratitude to pimps and preachers.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that one ended that quickly. So, okay. Here we go. Here's another one. A guy by the name of, let's see here. Oh.
Hayes.
Let's see. Hayes Carl. Yep. Yep. Jake is halfway across the room and he could read it. And I'm just kind of reaching up here trying to see the screen. So, yep. Hayes Carl is, he's where he's saying that he's wild as a turkey.
Well, I'm wild as a turkey, high on Christmas morning, empty as my wallet on a Sunday afternoon. I come around too fast and I always leave too soon. Ain't that what they all say? I come down from Memphis with a broken down Corvette, a suitcase full of memories and a face you won't forget. You say you'll never love me, but tonight ain't over yet. Oh, I'm gonna change your mind. Oh, girl, I've been a gambler since the age of 21. I've seen my share of troubles and the wrong end of a gun. This whole world's out to get me just because I have my fun. They ain't gonna slow me anyway. Right ain't right, baby, left ain't always wrong. I bet you're tired of dancing to the same old song. Do you look like an angel in a place you don't belong? And I'm gonna take you away. This place is closing, that don't mean it's time for bed. Oh, we don't need no sleep, girl, we'll get plenty when we're dead. I'll leave these fools behind you now and come with me instead. I'm gonna show you the time. I'm wild as a turkey, higher than Christmas month, empty as my wallet on a Sunday afternoon. Too fast and I always leave too soon. Ain't that what they all say? Oh, ain't that what they all say?
that's, like I said, you know, one that's a little bit more of a fun one. And here we go. Another one. It's a little bit more of the Hill music. You know, it's another one with Mark Wyman and Bashful Brother Oswald. And yeah, Carry Me Back to the Mountain.
Longing to roam from the stars, I left my home in the mountain. I broke my poor darling's heart.
I like a lot of the old mountain music or the old bluegrass stuff. Of course, though, I have to admit, there are some other stuff that's kind of fun. And, like I said when I was talking to Conk, I kind of, when I'm putting together a folder of music for the evening, once in a while I get one of these ones in there that I just decide I'm going to include it. And so, that's where this one came from.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night, I work all day.
He's okay, he's okay. He works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory. On Wednesdays he goes shopping and has buttered scones for tea. He is a lumberjack, he's okay.
I cut down trees, I skip and jump, I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
I cut down trees, skips and jumps, he likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hangs around in bars.
I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear mama. I cut down trees, wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear mama.
Oh, yeah. I just couldn't resist putting that one in. Gotta have something for... Let's see, I suppose I should have prefaced that with, and now for something completely different, but I didn't. So, well, let's see here. How about a little bit of the Tennessee Waltz? This one's done on a lap steel guitar. Again, it's one of those ones that's just as nice. And the funniest thing is the lap steel guitar... sounds a lot like some of the Hawaiian music because they used a steel guitar there as well. So, hope you enjoy this one.
Thank you.
was kind of, you know, one of those nice slow old tunes. Well, here's one from a guy by the name of Paul Thorne, and he's another one of the, how'd you call it, the younger Nashville set, who kind of comes up with some fun stuff. And he does travel around to a bunch of the folk festivals and country festivals. And this is kind of one that he has just that's kind of fun. It's a tune about Joni, the Jehovah's Witness stripper.
She drives a new car, wears expensive blouses. She tells her mama she's cleaning houses. She goes out witnessing, doing the Lord's work all week. But on the weekend, she's making ends meet. Johnny loves Jehovah's Witness stripper. Put $8 in her G-string, and she'll deliver. If her daddy only knew, he'd drive like a killer. Johnny loves Jehovah's Witness stripper. Down at the club, her daddy walked in. He didn't recognize his daughter dancing. She wore a blonde wig, he had sunglasses. When she got naked, he started clapping. Put your head up, you whole witness stripper. Put $8 in a G-string. If her daddy only knew, he'd probably kill her. Johnny, the Jehovah's Witness stripper. If you ask her why she does it, she looks at it this way. She says, I'm counting my blessings every night when I get paid. She wants to live in poverty, and now everything's all right. The Lord shows how to make $1,000 a night. Johnny, the Jehovah's Witness stripper. Put $8 in a G-string, and she'll deliver. If her daddy only knew, he'd probably kill her. Johnny, the Jehovah's Witness stripper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I try and find some different tunes once in a while just to kind of give everybody a taste of something that's a little bit different. You know, a lot of times on the top 40 stations or even programs like public radio where they have a folk music show on, you know, they have the pretty much the same tunes on, you know, week after week after week. And so I just try and find some stuff occasionally that, shall we say, is just slightly different. Yeah, sometimes some of it doesn't quite come off as well as it should, and then there's other times that some of the tunes sound okay. So here's another one. Again, this is another guy who's not too well known. He's by the name of John Fulbright, and he's, yeah. Well, we'll just try this one out. You know, if it doesn't sound good, then I can go ahead and put something a little better on.
myself this empty bag of promises, second degree burns on the tips my finger, touching certain fruit that I never should have touched in the first place. Well, the sky is raining fire, but I think I'll go to bed, 'cause it ain't much you can do when it rains down your head. Except pray and beg for mercy, Miss Hill, you created on the corner of a Satan and St. Paul.
Said that's one of those ones that's a little bit different. You know, the guy has a really nice picking style, and then his story in his song kind of has its own flavor. So, well, let's see here. Well, we're up here. What is it? Just a couple of minutes till the top of the hour. So I think what I'll do here is I'll be going ahead here and just putting in a piece of music that my wife had done with the Ceresco Prairie Band, where she was playing fiddle for Golden Slippers. So again, ladies, thank you for hanging in here with me tonight here. And it is good to have you here, and it's fun playing some music for you. So, and let's see, I guess tomorrow night we'll be having Edge of the Woods, Chuck Hudson, and, doing the Medic Shack. So, I hope to see you then. So, take care. Have a good weekend. God bless. And we'll talk to you later. So, here we go. Golden Slippers, and then after that, we'll be going to the archives. Have a good evening. Good night.